Hi, my name is Renee. You reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If this is a medical emergency, you will need to hang up and dial 911. Are you calling to be tested for coronavirus?
No, ma'am. I've been tested. Me and my family tested positive, and we had been issued letters, the stay-at-home order letter for work that was supposed to have our date to that we were supposed to be in the house, but the dates were incorrect.
Okay. Where did you take the test?
I took the test February 23rd.
Where?
I took mine at the VA. My husband and my son took theirs at Walgreens.
Okay, so they would be the ones who would have to correct those dates.
Walgreens?
Mm-hmm. Is that where they tested positive at?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want to contact Walgreens, and then you say yours was at the VA?
Yes, ma'am. I don't need a letter. My husband needed a letter.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Walgreens should have given him a letter.
What it was saying, something along the lines of self-quarantine period,
mm-hmm.
February 9th, 2021. And then at the bottom it said done and ordered the third day of March, which that wasn't right because we didn't get tested until the 23rd.
Oh, shoot. I don't have a calendar here. Let's see. The 23rd. So that would have given you, what, 2 weeks till the end of? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, your date would have been a little bit further out, correct?
Yes,
from the
ma'am.
23rd?
Yes, ma'am.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11. What did they give him, 14 days?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, that would have been somewhere through the first week of March. So, yes, you want to contact Walgreens and see if they could correct that because we can't
okay.
give out any information on his actual dates because there was no testing here. So just let
okay.
them know that he needs that documentation. Is it to return to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they'll be the ones to correct that. Was it a nurse or something on? Did you go to
no,
the pharmacy
it was somebody
part?
That called. No, ma'am. The way we received these letters is someone called me from the health department along the lines for Isaiah Jackson, who is my 10-year-old son. And they was wondering, had he been in the school or had he been around any school his classmates? And I explained to him that he hasn't been in, you know, he's been remote learning since it started. And I tried to get, he told me that he was giving us a letter because I had, I have the COVID with pneumonia, with pneumonia, and my husband, he just had plain COVID positive along with Isaiah. And they told us, they said they were sending us a letter to do the stay-at-home order things for our job so when it was over with, we'd have the letter in hand to take back to work.
Let me ask a supervisor. I'm going to put you on a brief hold. One moment.
Okay.
I'll be right with you.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm still holding for an answer. I'll be right with you.
Okay.
Okay.
Like he does when he's in his, and then I go off about it.
I'm still holding for a supervisor. One moment.
Okay.
Okay, they're saying that you need to go, you should have received an email from Walgreens. Did they have your
email? I received the
email
from Walgreens.
Mm-hmm. And
yes,
what did they
I had that to show that I was positive.
Right, so 14 days from that,
mm-hmm.
they should be able to give you documentation which says they gave you a stay-at-home order, and they should be able to release to you documentation to go back to work, because that's where you were tested at.
Right.
They should be able to do
okay.
that.
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else I can assist you with? I do apologize if that wasn't enough information. I'm sorry, but that's all they gave
me.
No,
ma'am. That was it.
Okay. Well, you have a great day, and thank you so much for calling Public Vaccine Line. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome.